Gentlemen, let's broaden our minds. Lawrence?
Oh, I'm sick, so excited. Bum, ba, bum, ba.
What all can you give with 5 minutes to live?
I'll take it. My thigh is ready. Slap, slap.
What can you do or say? Maybe you ought to pray. But you better think positive. You got 5 minutes to live.
He picks it up off the desk and like...
Bad kitty.
Time is flying by. Now don't you sit there and let it fly. You better come on strong. You can't stay here long. That bell is gonna ring.
You asshole.
This is the final fling. Ain't no alternative. You got 5 minutes to live. Boom, boom,
boom. BK, have it your way. Hello, welcome back to the Brotherhood of Batman. I'm Ben, your sunshine into Gotham, still, and the baby brother.
I am Jake, I am the middle brother. I'm the one that came up with the crazy list of comics that we read through each week.
Except for this week. I am Aaron, I'm the oldest out of us, I produce this mess. Thanks for tuning back into the Brotherhood of Batman podcast, a podcast the three of us have been doing for 5 years now.
Five years.
Things Batman related and DC related and all that fun stuff. So I have a 5-year anniversary episode for us that you guys don't really know what we're going to be doing. I asked you to do a couple small things, very open-ended, to prep for this episode.
You only asked us to do one thing,
yeah,
right?
One small thing.
Good.
Yeah. I'd asked you to come up with a couple lists, like a top five list and a bottom five list, and we'll have you share those throughout the episode.
All right.
But I have, we'll kind of go over that, but I'll go format for this episode. We'll go over that in a minute. Anything going on in your geeky lives? Anything you want to share?
Stop talking about comic books or
what do you think you're doing,
you.
Nerd?
Stop spending.
Get those
cash.
Nerds!
Nerds! Or I swear to God, Geek. You're gonna spend your 20
Geek.
Years alone.
Geek.
I mean, I'm the Batman of geeks, bitch.
Well, I want to drink the champagne.
Yeah, let's do a toast, guys. 5 years.
That's
that is
so fucking long.
Pretty
let's
wild.
Let's not do the toast over the sound equipment.
Yeah, because it comes to a crashing halt.
At least I pressed.
I mean, that is
record
our,
this time. So.
Yay!
That is our second recorder in 5 years. So.
Yeah, we got a lot of
that's
episodes.
That's impressive, especially considering all the pods that you know your wife Jake did.
Yeah.
Totally.
Aaron, did you gather any stats from the show for us?
I did not gather any stats, no. It's been busy.
He's here for
fun,
Jake.
I was putting things together and trying to come up with some stuff different, and we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
So I just want to find a quick one. So 5 years we've been doing this. Did you guys think that we've answered that question multiple years now. We never ever thought we would make it this long.
I keep trying to get out of it.
As of recording this, we do have an episode that just came out that you guys heard. This is our 246th episode.
Yes.
That we're recording
right
now.
So 250 is a good time to end.
We won't be at Hush yet. Wait a minute. If this is 46, oh no, we won't.
Can
Hush,
we
Hush
rearrange
will be like
some
51
things
or 52.
Hush 250?
That'd be pretty good. Maybe. Maybe we'll condense a couple as we go.
Okay. Roll with my eyes. All right.
We might be able to make it work. That'd be pretty nice.
Are we weekend geeking?
Yeah, if you got anything you want to share.
What else did I do in Japan?
And some noodles. All
right, well, we'll do my Weekend Geek while you think.
Yeah,
I'm going to try my gift from Ben, my edible gift from Ben from Japan, my shrimp Pringles here on air. It smells like shrimp.
Wow. All right.
They're little.
They're smaller than an American Pringle.
Mm-hmm. That's because Americans are fatties, and that's not what we're,
Literally. You can hear the crunch.
We can hear the crunch. What are your initial reaction?
Do you actually like them?
Oh yeah,
yeah, good.
It's like the shrimp flavoring from shrimp ramen. Yeah, like the top noodle. Here you go, Aaron. You gotta try one.
I'm all right.
In honor
I'm
of,
I'm all right.
Come on, Aaron.
I don't like shrimp.
Come on, Aaron.
I mean, I'll eat it if you really want me to. I don't want you to waste them.
Yeah, I only gave you a one.
His face.
That's fine. It's Pringle.
Yeah, it's not overly shrimpy.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome. We had had a different shrimp Pringle when we were in some European country flying back from Ireland last year. And I was like, what? And then in Japan, they had a bunch of different flavors. The other one we tried were those little octopus balls. I thought about getting you one of those, Aaron. I was like, I don't want to give him something he's not going to like.
Octopus balls.
Those were, the balls. Pringles of those were decent, but the actual octopus balls were not my favorite thing that I ate. But.
Oh.
And by octopus balls, are we talking testicles or are we talking octopus rolled into a ball?
A ball.
I'm seriously asking before I.
A ball of something. Octopus. That has octopus inside of it.
Okay.
So it's like bits
right.
of octopus inside
That's what
of this
I thought.
Ball. It's also kind of ricey. Like
yeah, I don't think octopi have.
I don't know. I was
right?
asking. Like, I don't think so.
Can you imagine an octopus coming with like the truck nuts?
Who wants to Google that?
Not me.
Nope. I'm going to pass on that one.
I'll do it. It's fine.
Yep.
Although I'm worried that I'd like type like half of the first word and then I'd pull it up. Oh no, my search history.
Oh god.
Whatever gets you off, Jake.
Anyways. So
I picked up, Toby has been wanting to do the one, find the One Piece card game, and so I drove them, the boys out to Fantasy Books in Fairview Heights yesterday, and they
good
had
choice,
the game,
choice.
And ended up picking up Superman Red Sun, the trade, so that's
oh,
what
nice.
I ended up picking up, and Connor bought a Krampus stuffed animal for the holiday season coming up, which is
the
getting there soon.
The holiday season.
Yeah.
Did you by chance pick up my pole there?
I did not. I mean, I saw this giant like tray pallet when they said Winkler, and he started pulling it up, and I was like, no.
I know that's the other one.
Put it back. Is okay. You said Krampus. You said One Piece. Oh, is the Red Sun, is that when Superman lands in Russia?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, yeah.
Nice.
I haven't read that one, so I thought it was, I've heard good things, so.
Yeah.
So I think they did an
like
animated
a
movie
yeah.
of it that's supposed to be actually really good, too, so that may
okay.
be something worth checking out afterwards.
You mentioned One Piece. That is something else that was all over Japan.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I also have things for some of your children from there. They had their own store in these malls. And I went into one trying to be a good uncle and said, I don't know what the hell this is. I felt so old and so out of touch. But the nice thing was, I was like, well, I can just buy whatever the hell I want because it doesn't matter at this point.
That is
point.
True. Yeah.
But can you imagine having a store devoted to just Batman or the Ninja Turtles here?
Yes,
in
it would be awesome.
You guys, they had all that. Like, there were stores for anime movies we'd never even seen before. They had their own stores. There were Capcom stores. There
oh,
was,
yeah.
I don't even know, something cool that we did that wasn't super geeky. We went to a city called Nara, which is known for their deer, like
oh, yeah.
the animals. And you get sold cookies by random people standing outside the park, and you buy these deer cookies. They're like 75
How'd
cents for a stack of cookies. I smelled them. They smelled like you would think a deer cookie would. And it was a cookie for a
Did
deer.
They cost a lot of dough. Never
but don't bump, bump.
No, just $1.
Just, okay.
Oh.
Thanks, you.
I got the joke because of Jake's. I didn't get it because of you. I was like, dough makes cookies. Yes, I got it. Dough, a deer. And that was cool. So we walked into the park and we like see a deer. We're like, wow. And we like give it half our cookies. And then we keep walking and there's like thousands of these deer in this park. And then we got rained on, which was really neat because we ended up finding like a little tiny shelter that us and like 10 other people are like crammed under. And this deer like walks into the shelter to see if any of us has cookies. And people started screaming. And it was very cool.
Were you people?
I wasn't actually. I thought the deer were cool and nice, and I was surprisingly quiet in Japan.
Nice.
But just the image of this like gorgeous landscape with downpour, these deer just casually crossing the street, was very beautiful. So
excellent.
Yeah. Nice. Should we get into Aaron's shenanigans?
Yeah.
Sure.
Aaron, what do you have planned
sure.
for us on 5 years?
Well, I have 5 mini games that you're going to partake in.
Ooh.
Some of them are new. Some of them might be takes on things that we've done. Some of them are timed. There's audio components and
Jesus.
hopefully it'll just be some fun. So the first game is, Ben, you kicked Jake's ass the last time we played this
game.
Oh, God.
This is the Runaround Gotham Part 2.
Let me drink a little more champagne for them.
And this is where I'll give you a statement, and you have to give the character that starts with that letter that I, or that object, or that thing that starts with a letter. So
wait, what?
I'm going to read you a statement.
I remember kicking your ass, but I don't remember
I'm
gonna the
game. And I'm going to say, if it starts with a letter, and whoever can says first will get the point.
So the statement starts with a letter that is the answer.
It'll be much easier if I just give
okay,
you one.
Okay, okay.
A Superman family member that starts with a B.
Bizarro.
That is correct, Jake.
Bizarro number one, actually. Bizarro is the villain. Bizarro number one is when he's a good guy.
No.
Moving on.
We'll move on.
Okay, that was me testing to see how accurate Aaron's answers are.
They're what Aaron did while he was trying to figure out his life. So, all right. A shrieking sound that is also a villain starting with a T.
Taraxis.
Yeah, that is correct.
It starts with a CH. It's Churaxis.
Oh, no.
I thought it was Taraxis.
It's Taraxis.
Well.
So Ben's going to just wait and let Jake answer and then correct all of the
That's
answers.
Fine. You can have 1 point on that. All right.
Taraxis.
I'm pretty sure it's Taraxis.
It's,
in
is
my
it,
head, it's Taraxis.
It's in Robin. Like, I can go grab the issue.
Eh, who cares?
We'll see how close the points are at the end.
It doesn't matter. The prize is my tires that I bought myself.
Oh, no. I got the left driver's side.
No, that yeah, that's the one that was happening. All right, oceanic villain.
Did you say the left driver's side? You meant the front driver's side. Did. The left driver's side is the entire side.
I know.
It's just what it is. Sorry.
I'm Shut up, right. I'm winning.
Oceanic villain starting with...
Orca!
I'll give that one to Ben.
Just because he's loudest.
Yep. I couldn't hear anything else. Something missing that starts with a P. This is a recent reference.
Pluto.
Yes, it was Pluto. Yes. All right. All right.
Good job.
Something that should have stayed silent that starts with a B.
Black Canary.
That is better than what I had.
Batgirl.
It's Batgirl.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'll give you both a point.
Should have stayed silent.
Yeah, she starts saying words.
She started talking once that weird dude like went into
Aaron's
her mind.
Being sexist.
I like my answer better for Aaron specifically.
Tiny frag and Bastich that starts with an L.
Lil Lobo.
Yes.
So many L's in that.
No longer has a chair in the watchtower starting with a B.
Batgirl?
No.
Wait, what?
Batman.
A chair
in
the Batman. Oh, the watchtower. I was thinking the clock tower and a wheelchair.
I'm picturing Plastic Man having to drag his chair out.
That's pretty accurate.
That was a good sound.
Batman's just standing
it.
In the doorway like... I never sit anyways.
I lurk.
I don't belong. Starts with an H.
Harold.
Huntress.
Huntress. Oh.
Poor Huntress.
Harold. Harold belongs everywhere.
Harold doesn't
still
belong
in skipping
society.
Around. He's skipping around Gotham fixing things still.
Can he fix it? Yes, he can.
Probably will not age like a fine wine, starting with an S and a B.
Superboy, because he doesn't age past 16.
No, that's a logical answer. But
SB?
Not like a fine wine?
Oh. Chandra?
No.
Because she's turned to a child?
Sasha Bordeaux.
Oh, that bitch. Oh, Bordeaux is a wine.
Oh, yeah.
That was clever.
A noise, Lois, starting with a K.
Crypto.
Yes, that is correct.
Nice.
Piss off, Lois. All right, last one in this round. Should be able to swim through toilets, starting with an A.
Aquaman.
Yes, he should.
Peter David's wild.
Why can he swim through toilets?
He should be able to.
It was a joke made in Sins of Youth.
Yeah,
oh.
He should have been able to.
I forgot that part.
All right, after round one, you were tied at six apiece.
God damn it. I'm throwing some card.
So, Jake, I'd like you to share your top five list that you came up with.
Oh. Like the whole list?
Sure. Yeah. What is your top five list? What did you come up with?
So, my best ofs.
Yeah, your best of. Okay. Your tops.
So, I did keep it.
We're just going to argue about this.
I think I did keep it to the last year. I tried to, at least.
Yeah, most of these games are focused around the last year.
Yeah.
And the last, like, more recent things that we've read.
Well, and I think it's open.
Mine or not. But
that's okay. Fine. That's all right. I think that's fine. I mean, in any order? God, yeah. Man.
No, go five down to one.
Oh, I didn't rank them.
That's all right.
Do you want me to rank them?
No, I didn't. I want you to be as stressed as possible.
I didn't understand.
Okay.
I don't know
where to start. I was trying to gauge how to start. Okay. So my favorite, what ended up being a shared geeky moment outside of the show. My favorite geeky moment outside of the show from the last year was the three of us, your husband and our kids and my wife. All going to see the Flash movie and the build up to the Flash, getting into the early premiere of that, seeing an early cut of it. I think the movie didn't end up doing well. The CG wasn't better than we were all initially thinking. That was just the early stages, but it was a lot of fun to be a part of that. That hype, just like we talked last week, being, you know, my Bat Baby getting into going to Paw Patrol. The hype of the new movie and then sharing it all together, even though we were all spread out across the theater. That was a lot of fun.
That was very cool.
So
yeah,
my favorite, cool, that was my best outside of the podcast geeky moment of the year.
Nice. What are the other four?
Jesus, okay. The best game of the last year.
Is that what I was supposed to do? I thought it was a category and then the top five.
It's whatever you wanted
to
go with.
Yeah, it was very open-ended. Yours is coming later.
I'm going
to
keep
you. You don't need to panic. This
I'm
wasn't meant to
champagne.
Throw anybody. Just wanted you to
best
come up
game
with things
of the last year, No Bartenders in No Man's Land. I really liked that game. It was kind of a last hurrah of my drinking adventures. And
was within this last year?
Yeah.
Those are all the little index cards, right?
Yes, where we had a barter and swap. To make weird concoctions of the...
There was some nasty-ass shit that we had to drink.
Yes.
If you asked me, and I didn't have the, like, context of, like, being able to be like, well, when did we do No Man's Land? I would have thought that was 2 or 3 years ago.
It was almost... It was, like, very much the last year. Like, at the beginning of last
year. We did the fourth year anniversary late. So we're, like, a week or two later on this one, which isn't bad. But we did
that
one, like,
months.
A month or so.
And I kind of counted No Man's Land as the... Because that's kind of where we were pacing ourselves for as the start of the year, I think, is right about where we were.
Okay.
So.
Nice. That was a good game.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun with that. I still have the cards, so if we ever decide sometime in the future to bring that back, you know, maybe we'll write down some rules this time because you guys gave me a real hard time about not knowing the rules to my own game.
Naturally. Yeah, I feel like we didn't end up with anything grosser than we just would make randomly anyways.
There were some where
that
it
you
could,
would
yeah,
make.
You made some nasty ass shit, man. Some
that you would shit. Make us drink.
I'm sorry. Sometimes people like mustard in their drinks.
Just pray, guys. Pray if the United States is ever hit with a No Man's Land, Ben is not the last bartender left alive.
Shrimp Pringles crushed into a glass with some water.
So I wanted to put my best book of the last year on here. And mine was non-canonical. No Man's Land was my favorite canon storyline books that we read.
It took us 7 years to do it.
But I thought Harleen was just phenomenal. Beautiful art, really good story. The fact that we got Harley this year in canon and then read a bunch of other stuff that finally celebrate her character on the show.
We did a lot of Harley. Yeah. Harleen, I think, was a really good book. I enjoyed that one. I think it was really... It was definitely more of a thinking book than just like a let's introduce a new villain kind of thing and have her, you know, team up with Joker or be his love interest. But it was a lot more depth to that, I thought.
Well, it had 2 decades of the character existing from when it came out to revisit her origin story and her trauma with losing herself to her affections towards a Joker and into that madness as she spiraled. And I just thought it was handled really, really well and gives a great insight into the early days of that character.
I didn't like that one. That's very much not a typical Ben style.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was a good choice.
It's a black label hard book. It's a nice one. Did you ever pick that one up, Ben?
No.
I couldn't remember. I thought you said you might have, but I couldn't remember if you had.
I don't think so.
Fair. Fair.
Nice. All right. My favorite Aaron intro song of the last season. Aaron, always your choice of theme song to start the show since day one has been very enjoyable to guess, or like, I don't know this song, why did he pick it? And then there's a line, I'm like, oh, that's why. Orca. Whatever the fuck that song was for the 100%. Introduction of Orca.
That episode was fucking wild.
Wait till we get to my worst list.
I'm trying to remember what song was that.
It was Orca.
You found some song about orcas. Wasn't it like rapping or something too?
Oh yeah, I forgot about that one.
It was wild.
Yeah, those are some of those are.
Let's pause for just a moment.
And Jake's playing
energy
it.
Up.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Have you met the Orca Man?
How long until I get to be a bat?
It's Orca.
Oh, that's right.
I made the devil cry. He went to sleep hungry. He was feeding for my energy like he's a jump.
The worst piece of trash we've read on this entire podcast.
I study her moves cause she get the money. She talk her shit and get the money.
Expected Batman to pick it up and just lick it.
But it feels sunny. Oh, Jesus, flipping tables like the third deadly. Hold up. There's a work in the water. There's a work in the water.
There are some times when I'm sitting there, like, putting the intro together where I'm just laughing in my head, being like, if nobody else finds this funny, at least I found it funny.
I'm so funny.
That was choice. That was top notch, Aaron. And
thanks.
That song.
There's an orca in the water. Get the fuck out the water.
All right, and then I'm gonna pat myself on the back for the last one. Best moment of last year of Jake's continuity paying off. Sarah Essen's character.
Oh yeah.
Through the years and then meeting her demise at the end of No Man's Land, it did not feel like a refrigeration as much as it felt like a character's
defrosting.
It felt like a full arc for her, and having picked the books that I did to put her in the moments that we ever since episode one in year one when she makes her first appearance all the way to her death, I thought we actually had a really well-rounded character, and I think we hit the right moments for her character throughout the show.
Yay. And that's something I don't think I saw that death necessarily coming right away in that book. So that was good.
Yes.
Yeah. Awesome.
Good job, Jake.
Awesome. All right. You ready for round two of games? Thanks for sharing your list.
Yeah. Jake.
This one is a timed game.
Oh, Jesus.
And we're going to go back and forth on this one.
Do we scream buzz?
No.
Buzz.
No. Let me see. I got to get my timer up. Hang on.
Not a timed game?
Yeah.
I'm so anxious.
As you should be. All right. So this one is, this is called, this one's called Duel with the Clock King is what I've named this
one.
Because it's so timed. You have, I'm going to give you a statement.
TikTok, motherfucker.
And you need to give me three things that match or fit in that statement, and you have 5 seconds.
Are you giving it like back and forth?
I'm going to give you one.
Okay.
And then if you don't do it, Jake can do it.
So I'm saying three things that match what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you got 5 seconds. All right.
So you're going to finish. You're going to finish the statement, and then you're going to press start.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Ben, ready?
Buzz. Sorry, I'm just trying to fuck with him.
Characters that wear red in DC.
Robin, Red Hood, and Clayface is a red clay.
Jake, I don't know about that last one.
He is definitely orange.
Azrael!
He is definitely orange.
All right.
First of all, you're colorblind.
He's orange.
All right. I don't know if we can point there, Ben. All right, Jake. three characters in DC that start with an L.
Lex Luthor, Lana Lane, Lois Lane.
Oh, that's some bullshit. Not your answer.
All right, Ben. Okay, ready? Three buildings found in Gotham.
The LexCorp, Wayne Towers, and the Batcave underneath Wayne Manor.
I think
so
he only got
Lex
two.
LexCorp
is
Gotham?
Not gonna be.
Yeah, he has one in every city.
Okay.
Does all he? Right. Okay.
There's one in the Blue Beetle movie in California or all Mexico right. or wherever.
All right. We'll let you have it.
Jake, three components of the Condiment King's costume.
Underwear on the outside, mustard shooter, and goggles.
Ooh, I'll give that to you. Just to see Ben spit water across his room.
No, it was champagne.
Oh.
It got up my nose.
Don't waste champagne.
I licked it off.
Okay, Ben.
No, hold on.
Aaron, there's another at least glass downstairs of it. Awesome. I'm not going to have any more.
Okay. All right, Ben.
Please drink it because it's good stuff.
Puppets. Three puppets used by Arnold Wesker.
Oh. Sacco, Scarface, and the police officer.
Ooh, very good. Very good. All right.
Isn't there also a rabbit?
I don't remember a rabbit. Those are the three. So the fact that, well, I guess you got another one.
I thought there was a rabbit.
Quake Master.
I think there was something else. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that, that was a hard one. There's a lot of them.
All right, Jake. Robins, not named Tim or Dick.
Oh God. Stephanie Brown.
Spoiler.
Shit. Oh, we did not get that one.
Sorry, I fucked him up. I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's what you need to do.
I couldn't remember the middle guy. The dead one.
The dead one.
Damn it.
Okay, Ben. Ready?
Oh, that was hard.
We've only met one so far on the pod.
Mildly embarrassing.
It's okay.
Okay, Ben. Three members of the JSA.
Oh, Stargirl, Starman, Stripesy.
Are those real people?
Yeah.
Very focused on one topic. Of
All right.
Are
all right,
those
Jake.
Real people?
Jake's begrudging. Yeah.
All right, Jake. Three DC things that are green.
Green Arrow, Green Lantern, and Kryptonite.
That's fair. The people is a little bit of a cop out.
I know.
Oh, you wanted things?
Green Lantern's ring.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Green Arrow's arrow.
All right, Ben. Three different weapons used by Robins.
A batarang, an R batarang, and a staff.
I guess that's fine. An R batarang?
Yeah, Tim has an actual R shaped batarang.
An artarang.
Artarang.
All right. Okay, Jake. Three aquatic villains.
Orca. Killer Croc. And Ocean Master.
Ocean Master.
Who's Ocean Master?
Ocean Master?
That's Aquaman's brother, the big bad of the first movie and everything.
Ocean Master?
Yeah, okay. He's got the weird fin hat and helmet.
I was looking for King Black Shark, Manta? But that's
oh,
okay.
King Shark.
Oh, King Shark, yeah, that'd be good.
Okay, Ben, if you don't get this one, Ben, I am super disappointed.
Oh, Jesus.
Ben, three reasons Azrael is stupid.
He kills dogs, he acts like a child, he's awkward around women, and he has dumb hair. There's four.
Excellent.
You forgot his dumb second costume.
All right.
Well, technically, his second costume is a cool Azrael costume. His first costume is the Batman suit.
True.
Fair.
Well,
true.
But that's also cool.
Yes. He has two Batman suits, and then he has...
The big metallo Batman
got
suit.
Some shrimp on my floor.
Was it Peter? What was his
little
guy?
Oh, Brad. It was
Brian.
Brian.
Brad.
Peter. His name's Brian.
This isn't Marvel. The Peters are all in Marvel. All right, Jake.
Oh, no.
Last one on this round.
Okay.
Factions that controlled territory in No Man's Land.
Penguin, Two-Face, GCPD.
All right. Very good. Very good. Oh, you guys are still tied after round two. You both got five on that round.
Oh, because I messed up the colors.
That's okay. It's all good.
Clay's red.
All right, Ben, let's hear your top five.
Oh. I made a top five list. I decided to do the top five characters I already liked and now have a greater appreciation for this podcast.
Oh, good category.
So, in number five, I put...
Asriel.
I put Scarface. I liked Scarface from the cartoons, but until we did this pod, I never really read him.
Yeah.
And then your amusement with him makes me excited for when he's coming by.
Awesome.
In number four, I put Superman because I hate Batman and I'm over it. And I've
well, it's a good thing you've been reading along this season because there hasn't been much of them lately.
It's true. I've always loved Superman, but getting to read a little bit deeper into Superman and not just look at the pretty pictures like I normally do, I appreciate him more. And also because he's not Batman.
That's fair.
In number three of top five characters that I like more after the podcast, I put Barbara Gordon.
Oh.
I enjoyed her early Batgirl stuff we read, and yeah, I just think she's fun.
So your intro to Barbara Gordon had to have been as Oracle initially, right? Like,
well, the cartoon.
Oh, okay.
Batgirl.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And then Oracle, she was Oracle when I would start reading comics. Yeah, but I never really read any Batgirl Barbara Gordon until we did the pod.
No, yeah.
And there wasn't a lot of it, but I like kind of the retconning and I don't know. I just think Babs is... Bang, bang. Then in number two, I put Catwoman. Other than Michelle Pfeiffer, I never really cared for Catwoman. I didn't care about her in the cartoon. I didn't care about her in the comics. But there's been so much here, especially reading the Bat-Cat, which I had some issues with. But I enjoyed her in it. And I've just enjoyed her throughout most of this podcast. So
yeah, I think there's a lot more to Catwoman than I maybe thought before we started.
I think she would have been my number one. And yeah, I'm glad that that's something that we've all come about. Because that's where we started, right? Like, we started because of the wedding and everything that we don't even talk about anymore, but...
The wedding.
Yeah.
So, who do you think my number one is?
I think Tim, it's going to be Drake. Tim.
I mean, I already loved Tim before that. It's actually Dick Grayson.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. Dick is a solid...
Was it hard to come up with that as
Ben,
your number
stop
one?
Stop blushing.
Dick Grayson has definitely become like one of my favorite superheroes now. And I started reading his like most recent ongoing, and I definitely wouldn't have done that if we weren't doing the podcast. I enjoyed his time as Robin.
You don't think all of the Dick Grayson swimsuit covers would have gotten you into reading?
I mean, that was part of it, but the pod in general got me back into buying comics regularly. Sure. I was picking up something here or there before we started doing this, but the last 5 years I've bought a lot of comic books. Not as many as Aaron, but I bought I bought a lot of comic books. So yeah, so Jake Grayson is number one on my characters that I most appreciate because of doing the podcast.
Jake, do you have one that you said Catwoman would be up on yours?
Catwoman would probably be my number one. I agree though that Dick Grayson, like, the understanding and appreciation for Dick Grayson is as a full-fledged character. I mean, he has, I think, probably arguably one of the best character arcs in DC. Like, he was there so early in the creation of the superhero genre, and he's come full circle into his own adult characterization.
They
and
let him grow.
Yes.
And they don't do that with most of the characters.
Right. And his growth is actually what makes him so interesting, because he doesn't deny the past that he had, but he's chosen his own future, yada, yada. It just makes a really interesting character.
Nice.
Where a lot of them are stuck in one reality.
What about you, Aaron?
I think I would agree with a lot of what you said, because, I mean, I heard you guys talk about Scarface, but I didn't have any exposure to him before the podcast. I love the character now.
Mm-hmm.
I think Dick and Tim would definitely be on my list, because... You know, all I knew was, like, Robin from the 66 show before I read any of the stuff that we've read that brought them into
and then
it. So I think
Chris O'Donnell.
Right, yeah, and that crappy rendition. But I think a lot of what we've read really gives them more depth, and I think Dick is a very complex character, and I think he's got a lot you know, as what he's struggled with trying to, you know, follow in Batman's shadow or take over. And I think there's just a lot there for him. So, yeah, I think in Catwoman, definitely, you know, I guess Michelle Pfeiffer was a lot of probably my, you know, exposure to that. And then the one in the other movies, you know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I would agree.
I think there's an interesting point where we're at in the story right now to unpack, like, Harley. And I'm,
oh, yeah.
One, I think she would come into a very similar list for me, Ben, in a few years, mm-hmm. where the Harley that we're reading right now is the Harley that came about and we all identified with, especially you and I, Ben, immediately. And to now bridge the gap to the current version of Harley will be a really interesting journey to go on, because her character does have a lot of growth and development that like Dick Grayson, not a lot of characters are allowed to have.
Yeah. Harley would probably be up there for me as well, because I didn't read a whole lot of her or mm-hmm. have watched the animated series like you guys did, so I didn't have that background. But yeah. Awesome.
Nice.
Thanks, Ben.
Yeah.
All right. The next game for round three. Do you guys remember the old game Password? This one I'm calling Who is the Clue Master? Uh-huh. So I'm going to play along with this one. Okay. So here's what it's going to be. Two of us are going to have a word on an index card that we both will see. And we're going to take turns, and you can only give one word clue to the third person. One.
Okay.
So you, Jake, and I will start, and Ben, you'll have to guess. Okay. And we'll take turns. Jake will start, give you a clue. And
are
you...
these characters, or is this anything? It can be anything.
It can be pretty much anything. Okay. DC. Cool. Some are characters, some are not.
Okay.
And what you will do is Jake will give you one word, and you'll try to guess what it is. Okay. If you get it, then you get a point, and Jake gets a point.
Okay.
Or if you get it wrong... or you don't get the guess, then I will give a different word, okay. which is the same...
For the same clue.
Okay, cool.
And we'll go back and forth until you guess the word.
Okay.
And then whoever gave that final clue
gets the point.
Okay. All right. Okay?
And then we'll switch off and on, where then you and I will give one for Jake.
And obviously no pieces of the answer or anything like that.
Like if it's Green Lantern, you can't say green.
No, you can't say that. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Do I get to go first on this one?
You can go first.
Oh, I can see through it. Okay. I didn't read it, but I saw that were words. So,
Trump.
Lex Luthor.
Lex.
President.
Yes.
Damn it. Nice. Ooh, I like this game. Okay.
So I get a point, and Ben gets a point. Okay. Oh. All right, Ben, you ready?
So now we're giving for Jake.
Jake, yeah.
Okay, got it.
And you can start.
Dark Side.
Apocalypse.
Yep.
Yes, very good. Very good.
I was
going
to say Granny, and I didn't want to risk it.
Goodness!
Yeah, exactly. Babies!
All right, Jake. Okay, I'll start this round since you start the first
one. Yeah, that's a good choice.
Hyperactive.
Was this for me?
Mm-hmm.
Harley Quinn?
No.
Annoying.
Robin?
Teenager.
Oh, how is he not getting this?
I don't know.
Oh, Impulse.
Yes. Nice. All right.
So should Jake and I do one now for you? Or no, because you know what all of them are?
And wait, Jake got a point on that one for Darkseid. Okay. All right.
So Jake and I can't do one for you because you know what all of them are.
Okay. So, all right, Ben, you ready?
Okay, you can start.
Or do you want me to start?
I want you to start.
Dog.
Azrael.
Harley.
Hyena?
Yes. Very good.
Thank you for sacrificing your... I need two words for this.
All right, Jake.
Okay.
You go.
I go?
Yeah.
Man, that's hard.
Dick. No.
Flaccid.
Attorney.
Harvey Dent.
You had just one word.
Oh, Harvey.
Yes, very good. That was a tough. I wasn't sure how you were going to go on that one, Jake.
That was good.
I figured coin would go Two-Face. Yeah.
Let me see if this is one word. You know, Aaron,
I know what you're going to say.
That's wheelchair.
Oracle.
I hate that.
I want the point.
All right, Jake.
Rock.
Killer Croc.
Green.
It's not Killer Croc. Crocodile.
Meteor.
Oh, kryptonite.
Oh. Bad.
Sorry, I was very focused on a big rock. I'm sorry.
I know.
That's fair.
And then Killer Croc is green, so I'm like, you're giving me the same clue.
All right, Ben.
But yes, a green rock would be kryptonite. That is the first thing I should have said.
Oh, God.
I'll start.
All right.
Grease. You're welcome, Eric.
Ponytail.
Whopper.
Oh. Okay, well. I mean, is it Gordon?
No.
Damn it.
Gordon.
Perfect. All
right.
I didn't want to start with Gordon. You could have said popcorn. You could have said anything.
You go first, because I think I got the one word. Yes, so
bear.
Oh, Bane.
No,
Teddy.
It's the name of Bane's bear. Is Sudowoodo? What's his name? What's his name? What is Sudowoodo? Is that a Pokemon? That's a Pokemon.
I don't know what Sudowoodo is.
That's nothing. That's just you making sounds.
That was a Pokemon. It's a tree Pokemon.
Go ahead, Aaron.
Bane.
Bane's teddy bear, Sudowoodo.
Okay, how do we get this? Oreo.
Cookie.
That's a good try. That's a good try. Japanese.
You guys, I do not remember. Pokemon. No. You guys, I don't know the name of the bear.
It's Oso Ito.
Oso Ito. Yeah, I was not going to. Sudowoodo was a great guess.
Actually, it's pretty close.
Pretty close. Do you want to start?
Yeah, okay. I do.
Trash.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Ben's in a mood. Asriel.
Basket.
Oh, God. What is that character's name? What's his name? Mr. Dark. I can't remember his name.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Quiet.
Mr. Whisper.
Very nice, very nice.
Trash.
All right, last one.
Oh, it's me.
I like that you had these in a very specific order.
I got it. Ready?
Okay, go for it.
Bum.
Clarion the Witch Boy. Good game, Aaron.
Very nice, very nice. All right. Very nice. All right. So after round three of our mini games, Ben is ahead by a one point.
Ooh.
1 point ahead.
So we can stop now, right?
God damn it.
All right, Jake, it's time for you to share your bottom five.
Ooh. Oh, God. I'm very anxious about mine now that I know how this is going.
Okay, so you asked us, and I think the way you phrased it was a best and worst list. So yeah, I tried to do kind of counterparts to my best list.
Mm. All right.
So I'm going to start with the heavy one. The worst thing that geek-wise that has happened outside of the show this year has been losing Kevin Conroy and Arlene Sorkin in the same year.
Yeah.
Like, that hit really hard, both of those. So.
Jake, I'm drinking champagne.
Yeah, that's why we're going to do this one first. Get it out of the way.
So for the listeners, Kevin Conroy obviously is the voice of Batman, and Arlene is the voice of Harley Quinn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And my wife had treated me pretty close to the end of his life, a cameo for my birthday from Kevin Conroy that we all watched together. Yeah. That was the previous year, but only about a year before he passed. And then we read the book that he wrote near the end of his life, detailing his struggles throughout his life and how Batman had inspired him, and having all that was really great. And we were able to say our farewells to him. We haven't done one with Arlene Sorkin, however, tied so close to us talking about Harley and her emergence in canon was, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's heavy.
But
I don't think I didn't have a whole lot. Like, I didn't watch the animated series when growing up, but I think just having watched a bunch when doing this in the last 5 years and having a deeper appreciation after watching Mask of the Phantasm a couple times for the podcast and talking about that, I think Kevin Conroy is just his persona and the ability to be that character. And in the way Bruce and Batman was portrayed in the animated series is a lot different than how he is in some of the stuff we've read.
It's better.
And I think Conroy did a really great job of embodying both sides of that persona, better than some of the live action people we've had do Batman.
Yeah, and for me, getting to, I didn't know that he was part of the family per se, and so that Pride issue we got to read, that was his story about what it was like being queer and being Batman and all that. I thought that was really special, and the timing of everything was it was nice to get to kind of go on that journey while we were doing this pod, because if we hadn't been doing the podcast, I don't know if I would have picked up that issue. I don't know if I would have ever learned that about this thing from my past that I cared about, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. All right, so let's lighten it up a little bit.
Jesus.
The worst moment, and this happens more regularly than I would like to admit.
Is it me screaming?
On all 5 years of the show, for me, the worst moment is going third in the intro.
Where it is going first place for you, Jake?
Second worst. They are horrible, and I hate it, and I'm the middle brother, and I like to go second.
The thing, Jake, is that if you didn't make such a fucking stink out of it, we wouldn't ever make you do it.
No, we would.
No, every time I mess it up, you guys wouldn't bring it up. So
it happens with such regularity that it's just
do better.
It's gold, yeah.
I mean, guys, I love the show, and it's been a highlight of the last 5 years of my life, but I fucking hate those moments. I get so stressed out. I start sweating. It's already 1,000 degrees in Ben's upper level. And
yeah, it's
if you want to host.
Nice. So there's that. Nice. Now that's my worst moment. Oh. Batman's worst moment over the last year. Mm. Anything to do with the Huntress. He has just been so mean to the Huntress.
Such an ass.
To the point that she nearly died trying to make it better.
Right.
More
and
than
he's
once.
Like, thanks.
And Dick's like, that's the best you're going to get.
Yeah.
Let's go,
Bone. Just take it. Both times he says that.
And she just takes it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he's not been. He's been expanding his Bat family the last year, and really, she's just not welcome.
Oh, yeah. That was the comment about Batgirl not talking. He only likes the women when they don't talk. Because of the new Batgirl, I was still thinking Barbara Gordon.
No, it was the new Batgirl.
Got it. I'm caught up. That's valid then.
Okay. Nice. Yeah, I would agree with that.
Worst book we've read this past year.
Oof.
Half of them.
I'm just kidding. Lobo Deadly Serious. Sorry, Aaron.
No, I didn't say it was great.
I love me some Lobo. That was some garbage.
It was not the greatest. I would agree with you.
I will say, while I hated it, I am open and excited to read more Lobo.
Yes.
Because I haven't really read Lobo like you guys have. So even if it's not for
Christmas
the pod.
Christmas is coming. We'll read the paramilitary Christmas issue.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, that's fine. I'm down.
No Jesus in that one.
Holiday season.
The holiday season.
Yeah.
Nice. So did that one. And then my worst Ben moment from the last year. So much like my continuity paying off, sometimes Ben does something that sticks around for longer than it should. And the whales speak. That shit's gotta go.
That episode was wild.
Best intro song, worst 10 minutes of a fucking episode to re-listen to.
But then we get into weird shit.
I am your son, George.
Do you want me to do it for the rest of this episode?
No, I don't. It needs to die.
It was off the damn rails, and that was hilarious. That was so funny.
It was so funny. My sister was like, what were you guys doing?
Aaron and I were just sitting here being like, please make it stop.
Nice. Very nice. All right. Yeah. Thanks, Jake. Thanks for sharing
that. That was fun. I'm excited to get to mine, and you two will never talk to me again.
Fair. Okay. All right.
That's why I did my Japan gifts early.
Oh, no.
All right. Round four. I've titled Listen Closely, Master Bruce.
Oh.
I am going to play you a song.
Oh, shit.
And this is a song that had been used in as an intro song.
Absolutely nothing. Like, not going to.
There's
an
orca in the world.
If it's that, that's not on here. Too bad. And I want you to see if you can give me the name of the book.
Absolutely not.
1,000%.
All right. I think.
I don't think so, but we'll see.
Well, these are very recent. I took them from.
Okay. I don't even remember what we read last week. Well, all right, let's do it.
All right.
Jake's about to pass me. So are we buzzing?
You are going to, first one that says the answer. If you say it once and you're incorrect, I'll say wrong. I'll let the song play, and the other person can take a guess.
Okay.
And these are worth, I'll make
guess.
These double points.
So no blurting out, Ben.
No double points. Jake's going to pass me just fine on his own.
All right.
I know it.
Go
Do I just
it.
Say it?
Go for it.
Batgirl Silent Running.
That is correct.
What the fuck is Batgirl Silent Running?
It's her first
You don't need to double the point.
It's her first straight paperback that we read.
Within the last year?
Within the last like 6 months.
Less than 6 months, like 2 months.
Oh, that Batgirl. God damn.
The song was Sound of Silence.
Listeners, I was in the lead for a while.
Yeah, let's just do single points because I'm going to destroy it.
Okay.
Yeah,
I
won't.
For the next
I'm
one?
Not even going to try. I won't know any of these.
Oh, you can try. Will.
I know the song.
Oh. Was this Harlene?
Is that your guess? Listen for the.
I know what the song is. Oh, this is Emperor Joker.
Correct.
Oh.
Very good.
Jake threw me a softball for not guessing.
No, I thought it was one of the two Harley books.
Okay.
That's where we started, and then Aaron's clue. I was like, okay. Yeah,
when you said Harleen, I was like, oh, I think that might be it. And then I couldn't remember.
And after 3 days of drinking with Darinov, I just get an
to go on. I know this one.
Say it.
It's Batman Officer Down.
That is correct.
Thanks. Woke up this morning.
3 or 4 in the morning. Nice. The sun's
coming up in the press. All right. Okay. If you want to hear any
so
more
So we
of
should
the
be
song,
tied right now, know. Total.
You are tied, total. All right. Ben, you ready? Okay.
Ben is not ready. But... Oh, the Tower of Babel!
I knew as soon as it was said. Somebody,
damn it! I sat back. I gotta get to the mic soon enough. Should have just yelled.
All right.
Yelling gets me most of my wins in these games.
That is fair. All right, ready?
Oh, the fucking Lobo. Lobo unhinged or Lobo detached. Batman Lobo. Batman Lobo.
Deadly serious.
Yes. I will get that to Ben.
Lobo unhinged.
That was crazy.
I think there
bitch.
Is a Lobo unhinged, actually. Oh,
fucking hell. All
right. I don't know how many are left.
Shit.
Okay.
Am I back to losing?
Yes. Fuck.
Okay. I think we're about halfway done on this one.
Oh.
change.
Oh,
it's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right.
Is this Harleen?
Is that your guess?
Well, you shook your head. It's fine. Jay can take a guess.
Well, listen for a while.
I mean, I know what the song is.
Oh, this is the Catwoman issues 93 to 94 and the start of her new series.
What a nerd.
I just called a trail of a Catwoman, but yes, we'll take that. All right. Ben is still up by
books.
One.
I haven't read most of these books in the last year.
Worst, Ben.
Just wait till we get to my list. Oh, this is some Harley Quinn shit.
It is some Harley Quinn shit.
This is Harleen. Why not?
Not Harleen. God,
it's the Harley Quinn one shot.
No.
Oh.
Now it's open game. You can take a guess.
What else did we read?
Is this Mad Love?
No.
This. So it's my turn now. Was this her first appearance in continuity after the one shot? Like the No Man's Land stuff with Joker and her?
This was Preludes and Knock Knock Jokes.
Oh, her first trade.
Oh, so yeah. None of us got that.
Where she, yeah, she's mad at Joker. Nice. Yeah. I forgot we read that.
Yeah, I know. I was going through like everything we read.
All right, I think we got a couple left here.
Jesus.
Oh. This is Huntress Cry for Blood.
That is Huntress Cry for Blood.
Was that Godfather or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
I feel attacked.
Okay, I think there is two left.
Is, where are we at? Jake beat winning by one?
No, you were dead tied.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
What have we read? Okay. I sit here alone and this is some Ben shit.
It is some Ben shit.
This is Young Justice Sins of Youth.
Yes, it is.
Good job. It's like, what did we read in the last year that was things Ben picked?
All right, I think we've got one more. Something for the OGs.
This is something with Justice Society of America.
No, it's part of...
Oh, this is Officer Down.
No, we already did that one.
We already did that one.
Okay, so he's already out. So it's... It's New Gotham Volume 1?
It's Batman Evolution.
Damn it.
That was my next guess, Aaron. If y'all gave me a list of
I think
things
it.
And Batman, yep, what was it? Batman Evolution? I would not check
that was
it
good,
as something we read. Good game.
All right.
Good job,
thanks,
Jake.
Yeah. So right now, Jake is up by one.
Oh, this is great time for my worst list.
And it is time for Ben's worst list.
Oh, no.
All right. I love both of you. Remember, I brought you thoughtful gifts from Japan. Aaron, yours is still in Seattle. This is Ben's bottom five character flaws of the brothers.
What?
What?
Hang on a second. This better be podcast approved.
Okay.
Oh, they're all podcast related. All
right.
Okay.
All
right. All right. As long as they're podcast related, not like real life shit.
Bottom five character flaws of the brothers. Number five. Jake rolling his eyes in the back of his head when he's thinking. Learn to think with your eyes open, you idiot. Number four. Number four. Aaron's disdain for my beloved characters. Get over it. Sometimes fair. Colorful, fun characters are needed to That's lighten
fair.
The mood.
That's fair.
Number three.
You're the worst person ever.
Jake's stupid continuity list. Learn what continuity means and stick with it.
Well, I did not anticipate a roast segment, but
well, here we go. Number two. When Aaron blatantly stops listening and repeats a point about Poison Ivy that I literally just made.
You know what'd be cool?
They should do that. Have some locations around Gotham where she just hides her shit.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Yeah. I wish I thought of it.
Yeah.
And number one, bottom five character flaws of the brothers. Ben has no flaws. He is perfect, and this podcast is lucky to have him.
All right. Well, I'm not going to say you're wrong on all those, but... Okay, very good. All right, very nice. Oh, very fun. Nice.
5 years of this show, eternity with this fucker.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Ben is dying on something.
Those were nice. I was nice.
Very nice. That was fun. All right. Last round of this nonsense. Okay. This I am calling, that's not what they said. Or is it?
Oh.
So these are, I want you to give the character, and I have either taken a quote and changed it subtly, or I just made up a quote that person might have said in
so
one of our books.
Guessing the character?
You're going to say, who could have or did say that if it was something they would have said.
Okay.
It might be like an internal monologue. It might be...
Are we shouting out again or is this taking turns?
I think we'll shout out again. Okay. Just be that we'll give you more options. All right. You're ready, Ben.
I'm very ready to get my points back here.
Stupid JLA. Don't they know I'm busy? God.
Batman.
That is Batman, Ben.
I'm excited to hear Aaron's internal thoughts of all these characters.
Yes.
Okay. Vegas is a good place to pick up chicks.
Lobo.
Yeah, that is Lobo.
Oh, shit.
Are we tied again? Am I winning? I think
you're
we
tied.
Might be tied.
I think you're tied.
Fuck.
All right. Now, where did I put my handcuff key?
Gordon.
No.
Harley?
No.
Oh, Joker.
No.
Handcuff key. Oracle?
Nope.
Montoya?
Oh.
Bullock.
Nope. Bullock is correct.
Good job, Jake.
Okay.
Let's say every character.
All right. Where'd it go with that? Hang on.
Oh, that was his questioning Harley was Harvey Bullock.
If they are little kids, they will cause more chaos.
Clarion, bum, 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 the witch boy.
That
Damn
is
it.
Correct.
I couldn't get bum, bum, bum out of my head.
You say Clarion and then the bum, bum, bum.
I can't quit you, but I'll try it again anyway.
Huntress?
Nope.
Gordon to Burger King?
Nope. Nope.
Barbara Gordon?
Nope.
Harley?
Nope. Last try. I can't quit you, but I will try it again anyway.
Jake Gyllenhaal?
Alfred.
That is Alfred.
Oh, nice. I can't quit you. Oh, shit.
All right. I could be overpowered if I didn't have ADHD.
Impulse.
Yes.
That's his flaw, you guys.
All right. Okay. Give me one reason to break this alliance. Just one tiny
Dark side.
Yes.
Fair. Also, probably Lex Luthor.
Yeah, probably Lex, too.
Good job.
Okay. What a sweet car I just won.
Robin?
Clue Master.
Nope.
Who wins a car?
Aaron's gag-like. This is like 5 bonus points. I should have saved this one for last, but I didn't.
The fuck? What did I skim? What book did I skim that someone won a car? Catwoman.
Oh, you're so close.
Oh, Sasha Bardot?
The answer is Random Boxer.
Random Boxer?
Random Boxer. That Selena gives her stolen car to.
Jesus.
So it was the Catwoman book I sent to that happened. Yeah.
That was a hard one.
Yeah. Bruce found someone just as messed up as he is. Now, if they just let me get back to my real work.
Sasha Bardot.
No. Bruce found someone just as messed up as he is. Now, if they would just let me get back to my real work.
Not Oracle.
Who has a real job? Somebody has a real job.
Alfred again? I'm just going to keep guessing until Jake says something.
It's a female.
Sarah Essen.
No. That'd be, I'm dead.
Oh, no.
Huntress?
No, that was Dr. Leslie Tompkins. All right, last one.
I forgot about her.
Last one. It's almost as if I planned it this way, stupid civilians.
Lex.
That's his Lex.
I win!
All right. Did let's I? Tally up the scores here.
Jake's a loser. And that's my favorite character trait of Jake, is that he's a loser.
I think
Join us next week as we introduce our new brother.
Ben has won by one. Very good. Awesome job, both of you. I do have some
Aaron.
Those were good.
Stupid prizes. So, Ben, you get your choice.
Ooh, we love stupid prizes.
Then you get either the white Batmobile version or the gold Batmobile version of the Hot Wheels.
I went gold because I'm a winner.
There you go. These random Hot Wheel Batmobiles. They're different takes on a Batmobile style. Not really from anything, but just kind of a fun little take on Batmobiles.
It's reminiscent of the Batman Forever. A little bit with the angular.
Oh, yeah, mine's
fin.
More of a 89. Yeah, with the double fin in the back. Yeah. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. We've enjoyed 5 years. Thanks for listening and playing along. Hopefully you enjoyed some of those stupid mini games.
Yeah, everybody who has listened, we do appreciate it. You know, in and out, if you've listened to every episode, Sarah, thank you. those of you who come back and try it again or are just trying it, you know, thank you very much. We do this as a way to hang out and have fun, and hopefully it's entertaining for somebody out there.
Yeah.
What are we reading next, Jake, since you had a whole week to figure that out?
We are reading Batman, guys. We're going to read some Batman this time, and it's called Joker's Last Laugh.
Ho ho! Is that a trade paperback they can... Is that a trade they can find?
Yes.
Yes, they can find it in a trade.
When have you ever asked me that question?
Well, Our World at War was like a two trade, and half of it wasn't in the trades, and so I'm just asking for...
It's weird when he cares, right?
I know. Yeah,
it's weird. I always care. I just don't
always
show
that I
care.
We do have the reoccurrence of a few aquatic friends in this book. So.
Oh, fantastic.
I'm excited to see who you're referencing.
Fair, yeah.
For the...
No, what did we learn, Aaron?
Well, we learned that thanks if you stuck around with us for 5 years. We hope you're enjoying the content, and we will try to keep producing new stuff for you. So.
Content?
Yeah. Anyway, for the brother to Batman, I'm Aaron. I'm the oldest out of us. I'll clean it up. Thanks for listening.
I'm Ben, your sunshine, into Gotham, and the baby brother. Bye-bye.
And I'm Jake. We appreciate you guys. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Hopes of bitterness plants this year.